Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 245. The stanzas 1, 4, and 5. O Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place through all the ages of our race. Before the mountains had their birth, or ever thou hast formed the earth, from everlasting thou art God, to everlasting our abode, and what follows. Psalter 245, the stanzas 1, 4, and 5. Thank you. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 44, the verses 1 through 13. And afterwards from the canons of Dort, the fifth ed, the articles 1 and 2. Genesis 44, the first 13 verses. And he commanded the steward of his house, saying, fill the men's sacks with food, as much as they can carry, and put every man's money in his sack's mouth. And put my cup, the silver cup, in the sack's mouth of the youngest, and his corn money. And he did according to the word that Joseph had spoken. As soon as the morning was light, the men were sent away, they and their asses. And when they were gone out of the city, and not yet far off, Joseph said unto his steward, up, follow after the men. And when thou dost overtake them, say unto them, wherefore have ye rewarded evil for good? Is not this it in which my Lord drinketh, and whereby indeed he divineth? Ye hath done evil in so doing. And he overtook them, and he spake unto them these same words. And they said unto him, wherefore saith my Lord these words? God forbid that thy servant should do according to this thing. Behold, the money which we found in our sack's mouth, we brought again unto thee out of the land of Canaan. How then should we steal out of thy Lord's house silver or gold? With whomsoever of thy servants it be found, both let him die, and we also will be my Lord's bondmen. And he said, now also let it be according unto your words. He with whom it be found shall be my servant, and ye shall be blameless. Then they speedily took down every man his sack to the ground, and opened every man his sack. And he searched, and began at the eldest, and left at the youngest. And the cup was found in Benjamin's sack. Then they rent their clothes, and laded every man his ass, and returned to the city. Thus far the scripture reading. The canons of Dort, the fifth head of doctrine of the perseverance of the saints, the first two articles, Article 1, whom God calls according to his purpose, to the communion of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and regenerates by the Holy Spirit. He delivers also from the dominion and slavery of sin in this life, though not altogether from the body of sin and from the infirmities of the flesh, so long as they continue in this world. Article 2. Hence spring daily sins of infirmity, and in spots adhere to the best works of the saints, which furnish them with constant matter for humiliation before God, and flying for refuge to Christ crucified, for mortifying the flesh more and more by the spirit of prayer and by holy exercises of piety, and for pressing forward to the goal of perfection, till being at length delivered from this body of death, they are brought to reign with the Lamb of God in heaven. We hope to remember Mr. and Mrs. Jonathan and Joni Van Manen, who were blessed with the birth of a little son yesterday evening. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Lord of the heavens and of all the earth, when thou wast given the privilege and the opportunity in this evening hour to come up to thy courts, that we may place ourselves under thy word and eternal testimony, then thou yet maketh a great difference where there is no difference. May that be impressed upon the hearts of young and old. We have stood with the mourning family, with many, on the cemetery, round an open grave. We were given to witness how that coffin with the deceased was lowered into the earth. And then we were enabled and privileged to leave the cemetery. The grave has been filled with the earth, covered with sod, and now with the snow. And also concerning our cemetery, it is written in thy word that the grave never says it is enough. The day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die, O Lord. Wilt thou remember? Wilt thou uphold the mourning family, our brother elder, who has become a widower? It shall be more and more experienced and felt, that empty place. May he be given to experience thy presence, and that thou knowest of them. We commend unto thee the children, the grandchildren, the siblings who have come from the Netherlands, Lord. Then thou wast spoken in such a solemn way. We humbly beg of thee by renewal that this serious calling, accompanied with the proclamation of thy holy word, that it may bear much fruit in the hearts of young and old. Under this calling, We cannot remain the same, Savior of life unto life, or a Savior of death unto death. Then different ones have also stood on the cemetery in this day, with bleeding hearts, wounds reopened, where there are gravestones with the names of dear ones upon them. Lord, wilt thou so remember all the mourning ones? We also commend unto thee a young mother of her former congregation, with her two little children, who has now become a widow, where it has pleased thee the day of yesterday, so suddenly and unexpectedly on the road to usher him into eternity. There is only one step between us and death. Wilt thou impress it upon all of our hearts, the shortness, the solemnity, the seriousness of life, the certainty of death, of judgment, and of eternity. O Lord, thou art still gathering thy church by thy free and sovereign grace, by the precious work of thy Spirit. Without that precious work, then we are forever lost, undone. Our fallen Adam has been deep indeed, but now the only hope for us and our children, thou hast chosen a church, and that church must and shall be gathered, and thou hast appointed the means of grace to that end. Thou hast still left the truth amongst us, ah, Lord. Bless thy word in this evening. Do a great work amongst us. Would it not be much to thy honor and to thy glory if there may be many little boys and girls who receive a new heart, where it is evident the tender fear of the Lord? Lord, would it not be much to thy honor when many among our youth may be drawn by the cords of love and make that precious choice of a Ruth, thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God? Would it not be much to thy honor when it was heard among those that have become somewhat older and even very old, that thou hast begun that wonderful work, ah, Lord? Is it not to thy honor and thy glory when there are those hungering and thirsting souls, when there are those mourning doves in secret places, a crying unto thee? Ah, may it then please thee that many jewels may be added to the meritorial crown of Jesus Christ. But would it not also be much to thy honor when thy church may have that tender, that close, that dependent life, oftentimes ashamed. The prayer of the publican, when they may be administered out of thy fullness, the three offices of thy dear Son, to receive grace for grace, and to be more the salt and the light of the earth. Lord, dwell so amongst us. May thy special presence and thy special favor, may it be experienced. And that under all thy speaking, that thou may grant ears to hear and hearts to perceive. Grant those fervent exercises concerning the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. Wilt thou bless the means of grace in the church, the family circles, and our Christian school. Thy word has been opened in this day. It all awaits for thy blessing. Remember the persecuted church, the Jewish people, countries at war, and all mission work. We commend unto thee a young father and mother, whom for the third time thou wast blessed in their married life. With the birth of a little one, thou wast spared life, thou wast given life. Ah, grant unto those parents a little bewilderment when they may consider all thy goodness. And may he be a little one for thee, for thy honor and for thy glory. We commend unto thee the grandparents, the great-grandparents. Remember all the mothers with the unborn. Lord, we commend unto thee the old mother in the hospital. Thou wast given some improvement, but still very weak. May she experience in the hospital special tokens of thy divine favor. May the means be further blessed. We remember the widow who had knee surgery the beginning of this week. Oh, wilt thou uphold her with all her pain. May her eyes be upon thee. Grant healing and strengthening. And may this second surgery be used for her conversion. Remember all under the physician's care. Thou knowest the fears, the cares, the worries. May they all be laid before thee. And may the outward afflictions be used to teach us the sickness of our soul. Remember the crosses, the burdens. Wilt thou remember the handicapped ones amongst us? Lord, we now humbly beg of thee. Ah, do open thy word, open our mouth, and that with freedom and liberty we may be given to declare the wonderful works of the Lord. Grant unto the hearers what they stand in need of. Pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm Psalter 67, the five stanzas. Lord, to me thy ways make known, guide in truth and teach thou me. Thou, my Savior, art alone, all the day I wait for thee. And what follows, Psalter 67, the five stanzas. Thank you. in this evening hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture which we have read together, Genesis 44, the first 13 verses, and we shall read the verses 12 and 13. And he searched and began at the eldest and left at the youngest. And the cup was found in Benjamin's sack. Then they rent their clothes and laid it every man his ass and returned to the city. Our text words speak of the brothers of Joseph leaving Egypt the second time, with four thoughts. In the first place, rejoicing brothers. Secondly, overtaken brothers. Thirdly, speaking brothers. And fourthly, arrested brothers. The brothers of Joseph leaving Egypt the second time. Rejoicing brothers, overtaken brothers, speaking brothers, and arrested brothers. Thus first, rejoicing brothers. Beloved congregation, the last time, it has been a while ago, where we were given to consider how it went with those brothers in Egypt, where they have come the second time to Egypt with many fears. But they were given to experience wonderful things before the steward and with Joseph. That steward, because you can understand, our boys and girls can understand it, that they have went with heavy hearts to Egypt. It was not with a heart of love, but it was because of their need. How is it with us, congregation, when we draw nigh unto the Lord, and also God's people, how often they must be ashamed? Andrew Gray, that young Scottish minister who was ripe for eternity so early, and then he has stated in a certain sermon that many a times that God's people come to the Lord on account of need. But what a blessing and what a privilege it is when they may come with a heart full of love and with that true saving faith, that they come not only for the gifts, but that they come for the Lord. Oh, to hear his voice, to feel his embrace, and to be given to experience that precious communion. Then he has spoken to those brothers such precious words. that he had their money and that the Lord has put treasures in their sacks. Ah, those are the treasures which Christ has merited for his people and which he places in their hearts. And congregation, when we may experience, oh, young and old, when we may experience those treasures, then we are much, I say it carefully, because the psalmist in Psalm 119, verse 25, my soul cleaveth to the dust, but then he has added that prayer, quicken me according to thy word. Then those brothers, because boys and girls, you can remember that the first time when they have left Egypt, that Simeon was placed in prison. But then Simeon, he was also brought out. We read that their asses were provided for. Oh, I read in Ephesians 3, verse 20, that the Lord is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. In the former chapter, then they have spoken to one another that they would be taken as bondmen, and that Joseph would also take their asses. But now they were provided for, the wonderful providence of the Lord. And then Joseph has spoken so kindly. And what else, boys and girls? Then those brothers, then they were given to dine with Joseph. Was a meal of nourishment, a meal of communion. What was spoken at that meal, that is not recorded in the Word of God. Thus, then we have those brothers that were given to dine with Joseph, and yet they knew not Joseph as the Zephaniah Peninnah, as the Savior of the world, and overstepping justice, because concerning their guilt, that they have sold their brother has not been addressed. Do we understand it, congregation? A people that may experience wonderful things, that may receive precious gifts, but they know Joseph not. And what is now so necessary, our old fathers, who have proclaimed the free and sovereign grace of God, that one-sided work, the work of a triune God, they have stressed so strongly that there may not be a resting, oh, not to despise the day of small things, but young and old. We need, as a poor and guilty sinner, to be washed. We need to come to a saving knowledge of Zephaniah Peninnah, the Lord Jesus Christ, because it is written in John 17, verse 3, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God. Oh, young and old, have we learned to know him in his divine attributes? Have we become a sinner before the Lord? have we tried to save ourselves each time in this history. We read of that money. Oh, I hope that there may be souls that have become busy with their money, hoping to pay and then to learn that her debt only becomes greater. Thus the necessity, it is declared, the type is not perfect, but it is declared in this history. And now further, then we read of precious things. After they have drank and were merry with him, we could say of those brothers what we read in Psalm 126, verse 3, that the Lord has turned their captivity. They were as those that have dreamed. Then those brothers that may say was Psalm 23, that their cup runneth over. And then we read in this chapter, and he commanded the steward of his house, saying, fill the men's sacks with food. In Genesis 42, the first 7 verses, then they were speaking of going to Egypt to buy corn. And when they have come to Egypt before the governor, then they have said, we are come to buy food. And that word food, that is a different word than corn. That is corn that is more prepared. And now Joseph, we have heard it, the yearning Joseph, with such a love for his brothers. But they first had to be deeper uncovered. And now he has commanded the steward to fill their sacks with food. And then it is specifically mentioned as much as they can carry. And that is concerning blessings. The one can stand more prosperity than another. Also in the life of God's people, the one is more bound to the temporal things. Can be that there is a farmer with 10 cows that he is bound more to him than a farmer with 100. Ah, what a precious prayer of an Agur, that he was given to ask the Lord for food convenient, his sacks not too full, lest he would forget the Lord and not need the Lord, not to pray, give us this day our daily bread, and not sacks too empty that he would not steal. That man had self-knowledge. And now concerning the filling of those sacks, concerning God's people, by the Lord's goodness and by the Lord's wisdom, and then concerning the church, Romans 8, verse 28, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Do you love the Lord? Boys and girls, young people, and older ones, do you love the Lord? Do you love his attributes, his word, his day, His commandments. And a further question, do you love a son? Then that son needs to be revealed. And concerning all that is mentioned, as much as they can carry, that also concerns the trials, the temptations, the difficulties, and the mourning. Oh, it is true. There are times that people believe it is too heavy, too much. Then what a privilege it is when by true saving faith they may cast their burdens upon the great burden bearer, casting all thy cares upon him, for he careth for you. That is the blessed portion of the people of God, that he fills their sacks as much as they are able to carry. I read in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13 that he will not suffer his people to be tempted above that they are able to bear. Can that people now always understand it? Most of the times, the way can be so mysterious. There can be so many perplexities. And when it may be right for a moment, when the Lord filleth their sacks with blessings, and as a Peter in Luke 5 verse 8, we'd read when he sought, and then he said, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. And with the trials and difficulties, then the Lord dealeth not as our iniquities deserve. But now for the unconverted, with the filling of their sacks with blessings, trials, death, sickness, and when it is not sanctified, then it shall all testify against us. May we be given to beg more for that precious spirit. Our fallen Adam has been deep indeed, but the Lord has made a way that we may escape that well-deserved punishment and be restored into favor through his dear son. The king still proffers a peace and pardon. May I ask you, congregation, how is it with your sacks? Oh, when the Lord blesses us, then fathers and mothers, then you have matters to speak about. Also, should we not more stand still? And each time the evening, the end of a week, when the Lord has spared the whole family circle. Is that not reasons to acknowledge the Lord? Have experienced it. A mother taken to the hospital, and the next evening was eternity. In Corsica, a young father of 24 has went to the dentist. We have all went to the dentist. And we could come home, think it's so normal. Came in an accident and leaves a young wife who has become a widow with two little children behind. The callings are many. And when the Lord sendeth trials, may we be given to beg more, that he might come out of his right hand. The portion of those brothers, they were not given to choose, but Joseph has commanded to fill those sacks all out of those storehouses and congregation. Those storehouses are still so full. The free and sovereign grace. And we do not read, boys and girls, if I would tell you to read the chapters of Genesis concerning Joseph and tell you to find of people that have come to Joseph with empty sacks that he has turned away, then you would not find them. That is an encouragement. Are their souls, of course, can be outward trials, cost a lot to raise a family, but are there now souls, empty sacks, concerning righteousness, concerning holiness, concerning faith? And there can be times, in the beginning, then their sacks, they may experience those empty sacks so vividly and so clearly. There's a privilege and a blessing when there may be those souls that come up to God's house with empty sacks. It is the work of the Holy Spirit congregation to empty us, that he may fill us with the precious things of the Lord. That is the work of the Spirit. And then further, then we read that in the morning, and also we shall come back to it, and put every man's money in a sack's mouth, and put my cup, the silver cup, in the sack's mouth of the youngest, and his corn money, and he did according to the word that he had spoken. Thus those brothers, they have experienced wonderful things. They were sent away early in the morning. That is good instruction. When we have much to do, boys and girls, to study. Also concerning our labors, when we are called to travel, then it is wise to begin early in the morning. Joseph had a desire to commune with those brothers, but he sought not his own, He sought the welfare of his brothers, and now we can understand that those brothers can picture him. They have left the house of Egypt. They have left Egypt so differently than they have come. In the first place, they were all present, not one left behind. For a Judah, he has given himself to his father as surety. For Benjamin, but that was not necessary. Oh, with that greater Judah, it was so different. When Jesus has given himself a surety to his father for his church, and when he has come upon this earth, then it was clear what was needed and what would transpire. And for a Benjamin, his thoughts must have also multiplied, because those brothers, they had not given such a good report of Joseph, of the governor. But then it cannot be different that Benjamin has thought that report was not right, because the governor has treated us so kindly, treated us so liberally. We were given to dine with him, and now he has filled our sacks, and we may return home. Then further, they were allowed to give those presents to the governor, although we do not read of an acknowledgement. Thus, with those presents and with that returned money, they were still honest and true men. And yet, they had blood cleaving to their hands. They have sold their brother Joseph. They were stepping over justice. And then further, then we read, they have departed, and then we can understand what a desire was so different when they had sold Joseph. Then they had to go to Father Jacob with a heavy heart. And the first time, they have also returned with a heavy heart. Simeon was not, and the governor, they thought, it dealt harshly with them. But now they had something to tell Father Jacob. Our second thought, overtaken brothers. Then we read in this chapter that the steward has filled their sacks with as much as they could carry. The next morning they were sent away. Thus that means, congregation, that they have slept with those filled sacks, with returned money, and with that silver cup in one of the sacks. What a solemn thought. Brothers that have dined, brothers that were given to rejoice, brothers that have experienced wonderful things, hoping that it was all solved, and yet they have sold Joseph, and they were given to sleep, a desire to return to their father, and yet they were sleeping, one in their sacks. There was that returned money and that silver cup. Then those brothers, they needed to be uncovered further concerning the great sin which they had committed so many years ago toward Joseph, their father Jacob, and above all before the Lord. Why did Joseph now command the steward to put that money back in the sack? And it is clear in the mouth of the sack, and also that silver cup. That was that those brothers may be tested deeper. Joseph has seen already some evidence that those brothers were not as they used to be, where they have cast them into a pit and sold them. That father Jacob, it is true, there was a great necessity, but perhaps also a little token for Joseph, where Jacob was given to depart with Benjamin, the other son of Rachel, that there has come a change in those brothers. And then when they have dined, and the youngest brother, Benjamin, that they have received, he has received a much larger portion. Then Joseph has closely watched those brothers, whether there was envy and jealousy to be seen on the faces of those brothers. But now Joseph desired yet more proof and a confirmation that they have repented. And we do not read in this chapter that those brothers have become angry. Can be in the life of the nominal Christendom when they are examined and questioned too much, and they are asked concerning the dealings of the Lord with their soul, that they are not so happy, or that they become angry. Oh, it is true. In the life of a true child of God, it can also fall in the flesh. But oh, for the true people of God. Then the Lord many times proves them. He tries them. And he tests them. And then that people do not become angry because they have failed so often. All concerning, and at the beginning, those vows can be made concerning different matters, and they are given to break them. They tell the Lord that they shall become more holy, and resist temptation. And each time by renewal they fail. And what about concerning their thanksgiving? Ah, to their shame. Then so often they resembled those 9 lepers. All the blessings. Oh, there are times when it is different. But that people does not become angry when the Lord tries them each time by renewal. Sometime in their simplicity, they can even ask the Lord, Lord, art thou willing to try it a little longer? I am such a sinner. Oh, it can be concerning, that testing. Think of Peter. When Christ has said to Peter that he would be offended, and Peter has said, Lord, the others but me, was on account of that love. But Peter has failed. Are there such souls in my midst? Ashamed before the Lord, but still a wonder that they may have a place at his footstool. Oh, at times may be given to be as that dove of the Song of Solomon 2 verse 14. And that the Lord still grants his favors. Why did Joseph now command the steward to return that money in all their sacks? That was such a mystery for them. And when those sacks would be opened, and those brothers would also see that each had that returned money, then they would have less reason to suspect Benjamin of stealing that cup. Thus, it was the wisdom of Joseph. Let us first sing. Psalter 217, the 4 stanzas. Remember not, O God, the sins of long ago. In tender mercy visit us, distressed and humbled low. And what follows? 217, the 4 stanzas. And when they were gone out of the city, and not yet far off, Joseph said unto his steward, Up, follow after the men, and when thou dost overtake them, say unto them, Wherefore have ye rewarded evil for good? Has that ever struck home, congregation? What solemn words that the steward was given to speak those brothers. But can the Lord not say the same? Wherefore rewardest thou evil for so much good, congregation? We are a people blessed so richly, so abundantly, above most of the people upon the earth. And our sins are great and manifold. That needs to become our guilt. And that we use the precious gifts only for self and not for the Lord. These words were spoken to the brothers of Joseph as a type of the people of God. It is true, when the Lord uncovers by His Spirit, then the Lord shows us all His goodness, His mercies, His long suffering from our youth. And that under all His goodness, we have lived for self. But why rewardeth thou evil for good? That cuts deeper in the life of a child of God when he has been led further. At least when they may have that close and tender life at the throne of grace, to reward evil for so much good, for so much grace, where the Lord has sought out His church, granted them so much instruction, manifold blessings, and then when that way of salvation may be opened, and that greater Joseph, the Lord Jesus Christ, and then to commit so much evil before a loving and caring Father, before a redeeming Son and an indwelling Spirit, and then further, is not this it in which my Lord drinketh and whereby he divineth? When the steward was given to speak those words, he was given to speak concerning the manner of the king of Egypt. We may believe that Joseph has not used that silver cup to tell the future. When we think of Genesis 41, when he came before Pharaoh, then he was not given to give the honor to himself, but was given to state that interpretations belong to God. But in Egypt, it seems that the king has used such a silver cup to foretell the future. Oh, very well possible that Joseph had that silver cup when they were dining together, that there was even poured out of that silver cup into the cups of those brothers, and then they have stolen the same, young and old. How is it with our strength and talents? Of course, we must go through this world, and let us remember that our work and our school work, that is also part of our religion. But then that steward was saying, oh, brothers, how foolish and how bold you have dared to be. That cup by which I divineth can tell the future and find out secret things, that you have become so bold to steal that silver cup. Our third thought, speaking brothers. And then we read, and they said unto him, wherefore saith my Lord these words? It is true, those brothers, they have not put that money in their sack or taken that silver cup. Nevertheless, they have said, God forbid. Those brothers, they needed further and deeper uncovering. That is so necessary and profitable for the people of God. We read in Ezekiel 8, dig deeper, son of man, and thou shalt find greater abominations. And now these brothers, they have used special language. God forbid that thy servants, that expression, thy servants, in Genesis 42, when they have come before Joseph, and when the governor is dealt harshly, then they have used that expression three times. But in Genesis 43, when everything went quite prosperous, when they have received many gifts and many blessings, then we do not read one time that expression, thy servants. But now these brothers, they have come in a great need by renewal. And now by renewal, they have said, thy servants. Is that our picture, congregation? When we are in need, difficulties, trials, then our prayers may be a little more polished. Oh, how we need to pray with the disciples in Luke 11, verse 1, Lord, teach us to pray. But in need, great difficulties, that perhaps we even make a promise, and maybe we include for thy honor and thy glory, and for the coming of thy kingdom, but that we are praying for self, that we hope that with those expressions that the Lord may hear us. For those brothers, Joseph, Zaphnath-Paneah, the Savior of the world, that was so hidden for them. Thus, what was now needful, that those brothers would be more deeper uncovered. God forbid that thy servant should do according to this thing. What was needful for those brothers, that they were uncovered deeper, and to learn by the grace of God what Peter has written to the churches in 1 Peter 1 verse 5. Kept by the power of God. Have you ever been shocked, congregation, what lives in your heart? What comes out of that heart? And that you are given to ask the Lord to experience no fruit from this tree forevermore. Whether there was still mercy for such a sinner as I am, God forbid. We read of Hazael that he was sent by King Ben-Hadad in 2 Kings 8 to inquire of the prophet Elisha whether the king would recover. And then when Hazael, when he has come to Elisha, oh, then that prophet has wept so bitterly. And then he was asked the reason. And the prophet had said that there would come a time that he would destroy the cities, slay the young men, dash the children, and rip open the mothers with children. And then he has said, is thy servant a dog that he should do such things? Congregation, we need to be uncovered to our deep fall in Adam. What we have become, and that we need to be kept. And with that uncovering, then we shall not stand so high. And they have stated, behold the money, still buying and purchasing. Are there such souls in my midst? Oh, what a work the Lord has to teach his people, that it is all of grace, to bring those presents in the way of gratitude. That is good, but not to purchase salvation, which we found in our sacks most we brought again unto thee. How then should we steal out of the Lord's house silver or gold? And then they have said to the steward, all very reformed, with whomsoever of thy servants it be found, both let him die, and we also will be thy Lord's bondmen. And then the steward has agreed with the same. He with whom it is found shall be thy servant, and ye shall be blameless. Our last thought, arrested brothers. Then they speedily have taken down their sacks. And then we read, sack to the ground, and opened every man his sack. Then you can picture it, boys and girls. The steward, undoubtedly with some Egyptians, and then they have all quickly taken the sacks off their asses and opened it up. And they have begun with the oldest, Reuben. The money was there. And that is not even made mention of, when especially about the silver cup. A Simeon, the money, but no silver cup. A Levi, a Judah. Oh, they were given to think the steward is wrong. And then they came to Benjamin, also the money. And the silver cup. Did not know how it got there. Not know who it put in. But was found. What is the silver cup now a type and a picture of? It is remarkable. The money was in the top of each sack. It was not mentioned. But that silver cup. That silver cup is now a type of our original sin. That is so needful, and that is the work of the Spirit. Because congregation, if we are only uncovered in God's people, they shall be deeply uncovered. And more, and reward evil for good. They learn that with that money, the case is not solved. And as long as we are only busy with our actual sins, then there is still a hope, although that hope becomes very faint, that we can be saved by our works. But when we are now pointed and live in our original sins, that we do not only do sin, but that we are nothing but a lump of sin itself, that we are fallen in our covenant head Adam, then, O Father Jacob, with that silver cup, Father Jacob has said, and maybe those words came back, because those brothers, all we read, when that silver cup was found, the steward has not spoken, Benjamin has not spoken, and the brothers have not spoken. their guilt has found them out. And then with that uncovering, oh, then the words of Father Jacob, they receive value. Because before they left, oh, in Genesis 43, when it went so well, maybe they have spoken of mercy, but they were still true men. But now when that silver cup was found, discovered, those words of Jacob, the Lord grant you mercy before the governor. Oh, with that silver cup in Genesis 43, Judah has been silent. But with that silver cup, then there came a need for Judah. The Lord, by His Spirit, grant that uncovering, the first time by renewal, oh, that it may become hopeless from our sight, that mercy becomes our only hope, and that room is made in our hearts for that precious Jesus. I read in John 16, verse 8, and when He is come, that is the blessed Spirit, He will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgments. And this is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, we may thank Thee that for the second time on this day, that Thou which had given the word to speak, Ah, wilt Thou be the after preacher. Ah, the unconverted, how poor they are. But also Thy people, to be given to examine what they have received, what they hope they may have received, not to despise the day of small things, to hear what they may yet miss, and that the missing may become greater than their possession, and that Thou may make room for a new benefit. Lord, wilt Thou graciously watch over us in the remainder of this week. Take none away unprepared and unexpected. We may thank Thee for the moisture that Thou yet granteth, but wilt Thou spare over the unsafe roads. Gather us together with the youth, that we may sing for a little while. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 102, the first four stanzas. In Thy wrath and hot displeasure, chasten not Thy servant, Lord. Let Thy mercy without measure help and peace to me afford. And what follows, Psalter 102, the first four stanzas. save the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.